Continuing economic growth, falling unemployment and rising wages. That's the prognosis for the economy here from the influential Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, in its latest outlook. But it also warns of risks to the Irish economy from Brexit, from changes in international company tax rules and from another property boom and bust. Alan Ahern is Professor of Economics at NUIG and he's in our Galway studio this morning. A very good morning to you, Professor Ahern.
Morning, Brent.
Thanks for coming to talk to us. Let's begin with property, because you were warning recently about the capacity constraints, if I can use that phrase, just the shortage of construction workers available to tackle some of the shortages on the construction side in our economy. And that's something identified in this report. But before we do that, they talk about foreign investment, the level of foreign investment in property here accounts now for more than half of total investment in commercial property. And that's something which they say, and I'm quoting their report, is something that could be the foundation for another boom and bust cycle. What's their concern? What are they warning against?
Well, they see advantages and disadvantages to having foreign investment into the property market. The pros are that it reduces some risks. It means that the money is not being lent to these companies by Irish banks. These businesses are able to raise money abroad, and therefore there's less exposure from the Irish banking system. And we know from our experience that if banks take lots of risks and those things go bad, that's very bad for the overall economy. So it's positive to get foreign money in that way. It helps to diversify the risks. On the other hand, it means that if something goes bad in these countries, let's say this money is coming from the United States and these businesses are based in the United States and something goes bad there, these businesses may try to get cash by selling these properties, and that may be an additional source of instability. So it's a mixed picture. They say there's both positive and negative aspects to having lots of foreign money coming in into the property market.
And in terms specifically of housing, of home building, they believe continue to be shortages, and I'm quoting them again, shortages in the dwelling stock for some time.
Yeah, and they're absolutely right on that. They talk about the risks of another boom-bust cycle, I guess, like we saw back in the noughties. But they do say that would only happen if we get a surge in credit. And we know that the previous boom-bust we had was associated with massive increases in credit. And the thing is, we won't get that increase because, of course, the central bank has rules on credit availability. And so maybe what they're doing is that it's a shot across the bow to policymakers that those rules should not be removed, that they are very important. I think what they're identifying is that there's a big imbalance in the property market. Mm-hmm. There's a massive excess demand for property because we're not building enough properties, enough new homes. And therefore, that if these rules are keeping a ceiling on house prices and indeed on rents, and if these rules were removed, we would get property prices would take off like a rocket. And so I think that they're absolutely right on that.
Right. In relation to the tax issue, we know there's an ongoing debate about reform and changes in corporate international company tax rules. The OECD itself is involved in this. And that's something that they believe could affect foreign direct investment here. It could affect the flow of investment by overseas companies in Ireland. Do you agree?
In part, I do. It's certainly the case that government revenue from corporation tax has increased very rapidly over the last few years, particularly over the last 3 or 4 years. We're now taking in about $10 billion in corporation tax. And if there was a change in the international tax rules, we could very quickly lose several billion euros of tax revenues. So it would be a big hit to the exchequer. What's less likely to happen is that for multinationals that are operating here, if there's a change in tax rules, would just close down all their operations and move somewhere else. I think that although tax is important for them, there are other factors. So I think the risk to the jobs from the multinational sector is relatively low, but where the risks are is to exchequer income.
Right. In relation to the capacity of the economy and particularly the public finances to withstand any of these shocks, whether it's Brexit, whether it's tax changes, whether it's some international property bust, they do warn that public debt remains very high, particularly as a share of our economic activity, which is the measure that they're using.
Yeah, and that's a large case, a hangover from the previous bust. But this is a positive report in the sense that they're talking about the economy is growing very rapidly, and they expect the baseline forecast is for the economy to continue to grow rapidly, and therefore has the ability to absorb lots of these different shocks. In fact, what they bring up and other commentators have brought up as well is that one of the big threats facing Ireland is a capacity constraint. We're sort of running out of labour. I remember this report came out yesterday on the day that we got new data from the CSO on the labour market, which would not be incorporated in the OECD's report, showing that the employment was much, much stronger than economists had thought, and the unemployment rate has fallen to 4.6%, which is full employment. There's a job for anybody in Ireland who wants one.
Alan Ahern, there we leave it. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Alan Ahern.